The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
AM 1280 The Patriot is WWTC Minneapolis-St. Paul. FM 107.5 K298CO Minneapolis. Fueled by Lucky's Station.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Even with Democrats poised to issue articles of impeachment, President Trump says he's feeling great after several days of House impeachment hearing.
I don't think I've ever seen support in the Republican Party like we do right now.
The president was asked by reporters on Friday whether he thinks the whistleblower in the case should be fired.
What whistleblower? I don't think there is. I consider it to be a fake whistleblower because what he wrote didn't correspond to what I said in any way, shape, or form.
Meanwhile, the president ending all speculation about who his running mate will be in 2020.
He's confirmed it before, but the president is on the record once again saying he'll stick with Pence as his vice presidential running mate. Mr. Trump told Fox and Friends that he's my guy, he's my friend. The president said former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, would be great.
But he says he is sticking with the vice president, as Greg Cluxton reports, and this is SRN News.
Mike Gallagher explains why the Democrats are pushing so hard to impeach.
The Democrats are clearly telling us there's only one option here, and that is to impeach. There's a reason for that.
I'm concerned that if we don't impeach this president, he will get reelected.
Man, oh man, I'm so tired of the insanity, aren't you?
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 8 on AM 1280, The Patriot. Intelligent Radio.
AM 1280 The Patriot. Just past 1 o'clock, which means one thing. It's time to make talk radio great again. It's your Northern Alliance Radio Network headliner, Mitch Berg, coming up next. Here's your Twin Cities forecast, brought to you by Great Plains Windows and Doors. A beautiful day, sunny, high of 41. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 30. Sunday, we're going to stay in the 40s and partly sunny. It's Mitch Berg coming up next right here on AM 1280 The Patriot.
The views expressed on the following program do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
This is the Northern Alliance Radio Network, the longest-running conservative talk show in the Twin Cities.
It's great to be back in Minnesota today.
Political analysis of the good, the bad, and the outright crazy. Now, here's your headline act, Mitch Berg.
Welcome back, Twin Cities and world. It's the wind beneath your right wing, the shining spot of red in the sea of dismal, dingy institutional blue, the Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot. My name, Mitch Berg, closing in on the final third of year 15 on the air, heading for our 16th anniversary. Dominating Twin Cities weekend talk radio. Thank you. Thank you very much. Along with my colleague Brad Carlson, heard normally every Sunday from 1 to 3 here on AM 1280 The Patriot, and King Banyan every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 on our sister station AM 1440, The Business One. We've been doing it every weekend for almost a generation now, and God willing, with the tailwind, we'll do it another generation or two more. That's just the way we like to work it here, folks. So, thank you, by the way, to all of you who tuned in last week. Brad Carlson sat in for me on Saturday. I was off on assignment. I did a recorded broadcast last Sunday. It was a lot of fun. I had a lot of assignment to do, so I kind of got the work done in advance, something I wish I would have done more of in college and high school, but you know, we're what do they say? We grow too soon old and too late wise. Anyway, at least I did it now. So speaking of pre-recorded broadcast, next week, Thanksgiving weekend, will be a pre-recorded broadcast as well. I will be doing the Thanksgiving thing with friends and family around and about the metro. I will be doing what I try to do and have been trying to do for the last few years, doing sort of following Michael Medved's lead in getting some what we call evergreen broadcasts together for the major holidays. And on this broadcast, we really observe four major holidays, about the only times of the year I don't come in to do a show, barring some special event or occasion. Those would be Christmas, of course, the Saturday closest to Christmas. I like to play my evergreen Christmas broadcast, the importance of Christmas to conservatives in particular, which is most of you listening to this broadcast today. I'm always kind of proud of that broadcast. I do one on Independence Day, similar idea, the importance and the exceptionalism of the United States in the world and why it's important that we as conservatives continue to carry that message to future generations, the generations that are out there that's just, who have been indoctrinated with the idea that's just not true. That's one of my evergreen broadcasts. I started about a year or so ago. I also have one that I do for one of the Saturdays in April whenever they have the gun owners rally at the Capitol. I'm going to go to that every year. And it's on the important, a 2-hour show on the importance of the Second Amendment to you, the citizen, as opposed to subject of the United States. And by the way, that's one of the reasons we are citizens rather than subjects. We have those rights and that's why we have to keep them. I'm going to be doing an evergreen broadcast for Thanksgiving this year. Thanksgiving is a very important holiday for me for the obvious reasons, probably the same reason it's important to most of you listening to this broadcast today. It's important to me for some other reasons that are probably a little more personal and yet I think useful to other people. So I'll be talking about that on my hopefully first ever evergreen Thanksgiving broadcast here on the show here today. So it won't be just a repeat like sometimes we've been known to do on holiday weekends. No, it'll actually be an actual production. So I hope you can tune in. Hopefully you will have just a little bit of tryptophan coma left over a week from today, and you'll be able to just basically sit on the couch, shovel down the leftovers, tune in as you're folding your socks or watching a football game or just not caring what you're doing. It doesn't matter. I would still love to have you tune in. However, I'm live today, not on assignment, here where I belong, in the cockpit of conservative Minnesota, in the cockpit of the airplane, the B-52 bomber that is the conservative media here in Minnesota, old but not by any means out of it. And that's why I love being here every week. Anyway, so much to talk about this week. By the way, we've got a couple guests coming up during the show here today. We have a Representative Steve Drazkowski from Mazeppa, who is one of the four members of the new House Republican caucus. He's got some critiques of the old House Republican caucus. By the way, I don't particularly take any sides. I've got all sorts of friends in both the House Republican caucus and the new House Republican caucus. In full disclosure, I have hosted a couple of fundraisers for members of the new caucus and for the caucus itself. That's not to say that I'm cutting loose of the old caucus. Have your people call my people. I'm always happy to help out. Anyway, he is also the person who has done more than anyone I can think of, certainly in the Twin Cities or in Minnesota, to shine a light on the corruption, the ethical casualness of, let's just say, of Representative Ilhan Omar. And we may touch on that since there's been more of that in the news this past week. Also, second hour today, we're going to be talking with Lacey Johnson. Now, you've heard him on the show before. Last year, he was running for the Minnesota State Senate, one of the seats in North Minneapolis that was up for grabs. Had a Senate last time? Yes. Running for a seat in the Senate that was up for grabs. No, it was a House seat. That's right. 2018 would be House, wouldn't it? Yeah. So he was running for one of those seats and didn't win because he was running as a Republican in a place where the Democrats can basically endorse a recycling drum and get it elected. As long as it's got that DFL endorsement stamp on it, it'll get 55% of the vote. Because, let's be honest, wherever you are in the Twin Cities, DFL voters don't really think that hard about what they're doing. And you say, Mitch, that's not very nice of you to say. That's kind of dehumanizing. That's mocking and taunting the opponent. And I'd say, under some circumstances, that might be true. I'm only human. They present me so many opportunities, and I'm only human. I have to take some of them. But no, in fact, we have prima facie evidence that a prominent, dare I say, elite DFLer took a look at an event, took one look at one event, and clearly didn't think through the consequences when she was going through the motions. And That's exactly what it was, going through the motions of thinking about her vote and as a prominent member of the, quote, elite, end quote, media. Her endorsement, which carries weight for some people for some reason unknown to man or God. I'm talking about the Star Tribune editorial board, who, and by the way, the Star Tribune editorial board is a semi-secretive organization. I mean, you can figure out who they are, but when they write as an editorial voice, they don't attribute names to the editorial opinions. But if you follow the writing styles of the various members of the editorial board, you can kind of figure out who's writing what. For example, if an editorial does a lot of whinging about how Republicans and Democrats should reach across the aisle and get along and do what the Democrats tell them, well, you know, that's Laurie Sturdivant. Laurie Sturdivant, of course, the Dowager Empress of Portland Avenue. I know they don't work out of Portland anymore, but work with me here. Whose entire mian over the last, I don't know, 20 years has been, wasn't it great back in the 1960s and 1970s when the Republicans were basically voting like Democrats with better suits? When you read an editorial from the editorial board, you won't see a byline. But if that's the tone, you can tell you're dealing with Laurie Sturdivant. Likewise, editorial board member Patricia Lopez has a certain distinct style about her. Now, I can't point to any particular pieces that have mattered enough for me to try to sort out in that sense, like I do with Laurie Sturdivant or some of the other, Doug Tice when he was on the board. He has a certain style about him as well. He's the probably closest thing there is to a conservative on that panel. All due respect, I've had him on this broadcast in the past. Great guy. Patricia Lopez is another editor and a member of the editorial board and writes under the cover of the editorial board and the voice of the collective body of that board when she writes. And she was part of that board that in October and November of 2010, 2012, 2014, 2016, 2018, and on a city and county scale, 2019, endorsed pretty much across the board DFL candidates. I mean, you can find the editorial board endorsing the occasional Republican once in a while. They're usually a Republican who has no chance against kind of a controversial DFLer who is nonetheless completely comfortable in office, something where they can try and show that they've taken the moral high ground. Sometimes they will endorse a can't-lose Republican against a completely insignificant DFLer in a district where the Republicans are going to win anyway, and so they can say, hey, our endorsements are bipartisan, honest. We endorsed a couple people who had no hope against people we don't like for whatever reason, and we endorsed a few Republicans who are going to win anyway against Democrats who didn't really catch our eye for some reason. So, hey, we're bipartisan. But nonetheless, on every contested race that matters, in the even-numbered years, every contested House race, U.S. House, U.S. Senate race, that matters, the governor's races, everyone, without exception, for the last 30 years now. In the case of state legislative races, almost invariably they endorse the DFLers. And in the odd-numbered years, where you get some of your city elections, including this past, earlier this month, a couple of weeks ago, the elections in St. Paul and Minneapolis, and over the previous weeks, back into October, the endorsements leading up to those races. The DFL, I'm sorry, slip of the lip, the Star Tribune editorial board. Mitch, was that really a slip of the lip? Yes, hand to God, it really was. But if it weren't, it would have still made perfect sense. Anyway, the Star Tribune's editorial board endorsed pretty much across the board every DFL candidate. There's, again, a scant few Republicans who are either shoo-ins or who can't possibly contend, and only then if the DFL candidate is a non-entity or controversial in some way. So basically, it's virtue signal fodder for the DFL, or not even virtue signaling. It's intellectual rhetorical bulletproofing. This pattern has been repeated in nearly every election, at least 30 years, really more like 50 years. I actually ran down the list of Star Tribune Minnesota polling dating back to the 1940s and found actually the Star Tribune was biased a little bit towards the Republican Party until about 1962. And then that all went out the window and has been forced even farther out the window since the late 1980s. Anyway, that being said, it is today. It is 2010. The Star Tribune is essentially a PR firm for the DFL. And after this break, we're going to show you an example of those DFLers kind of wondering what hit them. What are the consequences of these effects here? More on that when we come back. 651-289-4488. Go nowhere.
Varicose and spider veins. Wow, what a gift from my parents. They had them and I got them. And not only are they uncomfortable and sometimes painful, but I stopped wearing skirts and shorts because I was embarrassed and I really hated the way my legs looked. When my kids asked, "What are those things on your legs?" I was done. I finally went to Vein Clinics of America. The procedure took about an hour and I was right back to work. The staff made me feel so comfortable and the results, well, even my husband noticed. Vein Clinics of America has been treating vein disease for over 35 years. They're the largest and most experienced in the U.S. Look, I've been doing the commercials for Vein Clinics for years because I really believe in them, and you can trust them too. So stop hiding your legs. Vein Clinics of America accepts most major insurance plans. So call now to see if you qualify for a free consultation. Call 800-606-1010. 800-606-1010. That's 800-606-1010.
Hi, my name's Christina Stumble, and I own Farm Girl Flowers in San Francisco. With my Spark Cash Card from Capital One, I earn unlimited 2% cash back on all my business purchases. Last year, I redeemed $115,000 in cash back. Yeah, $115,000. And that doubled our digital marketing budget for the summer. Thanks to my Spark Card, we had our best summer yet. Imagine what the Spark Card from Capital One could do for your business. What's in your wallet?
Real Capital One customers pay for real stories. Credit approval required.
We can all agree that a good education benefits students, their family, and society as a whole. Education shapes your child into the person they will become. Join your local hosts, Rebecca Hagstrom and Mark Durkin, as they explore how to get the best education for your child while ensuring that the values you're teaching at home are being respected. From cursive to curriculum and everything in between, school is now in session.
Education Nation, Saturdays at 6 p.m. on AM 1280, The Patriot.
Like the rest of us, you're probably tired of all those annoying sales calls to your home telephone number. Now, there's a solution. OurOldNumber.com will block those pesky robocalls from getting through, and most live sales calls will hang up. So how does it work? Callers to your home telephone number will hear a personalized greeting from you. The caller selects the family member they wish to reach, and the call is immediately forwarded onto the family member's cell phone. There's no equipment to buy, there's nothing to install, no long-term contracts. It's still your phone number and remains in directory assistance. The service is only $9.99 per month, and you can eliminate your landline connection and save money. Now, calls to your home phone number can reach any member of the family wherever they are and get rid of those annoying sales calls. OurOldNumber.com. It's just $9.99 per month. Go to OurOldNumber.com to learn how you can get started blocking sales calls today. That's OurOldNumber.com. OurOldNumber.com. You'll be glad you did.
AM 1280 The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network. Hey, don't forget, it's the return of the mortgage miracle. We're looking to pay your rent or mortgage for all of next year. So, you with me now? You can enter once a day at am12athepatriot.com. So, oh, by the way, it'd be a cruel, cruel morning if you could only enter once a day, but there are ways to get extra bonus entries. So, if you're drowning in bills, this would be a big leg up. So, Check in daily at the fan club page. Think of all the money you could, all the things you could, problems you could solve. See all the problems you could solve with a year's worth of rent or mortgage money paid for you. Happenstances falling through the cracks. So make the happenstances fall through the cracks into your life and take advantage of that second annual Christmas mortgage miracle, which, by the way, is brought to you by Tom Mattini of New American Funding. Go to the Patriot Fan Club out on am12athepatriot.com. Click on the Fan Club entry. It is literally that simple. I just talked you entirely through it. 651-289-4488 is the number to call if you have questions. One of my favorite points. One of my favorite movies of all time is the movie Casablanca. And by the way, this does tie in with the subject the previous hour of the Star Tribune staffer who kind of wondered what on earth hit her just through the dint of supporting progressive policy. One of my favorite movies is Casablanca. I've seen it at least 70 times. One of my favorite scenes of many in that wonderful American classic, perhaps the greatest American movie ever made, was Claude Rains playing the corrupt French police chief, Major Renault, shutting down on the order of the Nazi occupiers, shutting down Rick's Cafe, owned by Humphrey Bogart, and say, well, I'm shocked to find there's gambling going on here. At which point, one of the croupiers walked up and said, here's your earnings, here's your winnings, Major Renault. Oh, thank you. In other words, completely amazed and dumbfounded that gambling is going on, and yet he's benefiting from the gambling. So, as we pointed out, the Star Tribune editorial board, including member Patricia Lopez, has been endorsing DFLers pretty much on automatic pilot for a generation now. And Patricia Lopez has been part of that. I mean, she is, I say the Star Tribune is a DFL PR firm. And I say that with all due respect to the individual journalists at the Star Tribune, many of whom are quite learned and accomplished and try to do their job. But let's be honest, they cover all the news that fits the DFL narrative. Patricia Lopez has played her role in endorsing DFL candidate after DFL candidate. When the race is in any doubt, you can count on the Star Tribune editorial board every single time to endorse the DFLers, including for the mayoral race in St. Paul. Now, to be fair, there wasn't a Republican candidate for mayor in not a significant endorsed Republican candidates. There's nobody to endorse. But then the Star Tribune has had its role in the extinction of the Republican Party in both cities. Not extinction, virtual extinction. I mean, they're hanging on by the skin of their teeth in Minneapolis, and I don't know if they've endorsed a candidate for mayor in the St. Paul side in a while now. And that's mission accomplished for both of the major newspapers who have done their darndest to turn both cities into single-party towns as long as I've been living in the Twin Cities. So after decades of endorsing DFLers, Patricia Lopez, editor of the Star Tribune, I believe actually the op-ed page editor of the Star Tribune, tweets this past week, I just got my property tax, a proposed property tax statement with a big fat $257 increase in the city of St. Paul. This is insane. Direct quote from Twitter. This is insane. She's complaining about the taxes in the city of St. Paul. Now, mark my words, and I have actually posted an article to this effect on my blog to November of 2020, this next November election time. Actually, I should post that to 2021, the next city election, because the Star Tribune editorial board, including, naturally, member Patricia Lopez of the editorial page, will go on to continue to endorse nearly every DFL candidate. And when Mayor Melvin Carter runs for re-election in 2021, what do you think she's going to endorse? And yet she had the gall to go on Twitter, on social media, and say, well, these tax hikes are insane. What did you expect? I mean, as Dennis Prager says, and I say this with all due respect, Patricia Lopez, you need an elite education and perhaps a background in elite journalism to say something that dumb. I'm sorry. Where do these people come from? Patricia Lopez, I'm sorry, no insult intended, but you are reaping exactly what you and the bobble-headed members of your editorial board have been sowing in St. Paul the town to which you pay taxes for a generation. You expected precisely what? A special journalist dispensation? I mean, I hope I didn't just give a bunch of DFL legislators any ideas. Anyway, this is the DFL PR machine that is the Twin Cities media in action. Let's go to Zimmerman. Al, welcome to the Northern Alliance Radio Network. You are on the air.
Hi, good talking to you.
Likewise.
Back in the 94, 95, I started realizing the Star and Tribune was nothing but a progressive liberal rag.
Yep.
And it's progressed now. When I see someone buying one at a gas station, I say, oh, you read the communist newsletter. Wonderful. I wouldn't let my dog pee on that rag.
You know,
The Star and Tribune has just, they are the progressive left and the communist socialist party.
You know, I will say this for both of the newspapers. As long as they're covering news that isn't in any way political, as long as there isn't even the faintest scintilla of politics that can be drawn into the story, like, for example, covering a car crash or covering, I don't know, a streetlight being replaced. That's about it, really. I mean, politics gets into just about everything else in city government, especially at the city level. I don't know if I would trust the Star Tribune to report on much of anything either. Now, that being said, when I had a dog, I was perfectly happy to let my late golden retriever do her business on the Star Tribune. My compliments to the editorial board for at least helping me make that decision. Hopkins, Dan, welcome to the Northern Alliance Radio Network. You are on the air. Dan and Hopkins, you there?
I'm here.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. Say, Dean Phillips, the bring people together.
Yes.
Challenge the leadership. Dean Phillips. Yeah, right. Then 2 o'clock town hall at Brooklyn Park.
That's right.
College.
I had some people reminding me of this at the Brooklyn Park Votac. He is having a get together, a fundraiser. It'd be great if some people from the 3rd congressional district were to be able to get that. I wish I could today too. I could go, but I
have to work. But anybody that can make it, and you know, I'm sure there's a plethora of questions we can challenge him with, and he will read them. If not, you know, a show of hands or however he takes them this time.
Here's hoping.
But, Kendall Knowles, hopefully he'll beat his pants off of, Dean Phillips, and then beat him in the election, hopefully, after that.
Hoping, absolutely. No. From your mouth to God's ears. Thank you very much for your call, Dan. Yeah, I got some people writing me about this past week. I was obviously not able to attend. It's coming up in a half an hour. So if you're anywhere near Brooklyn Park Votac, and able to attend the Dean Phillips Town Hall, by all means, do. I mean, this is the sort of thing where voters, especially dissenting voters who are dissenting from the DFL narrative and the media narrative, need to show up and be counted. This is how. This is one of the examples I like to show people. This is how Minnesota's gun owners have managed to push back and succeed in ways that a lot of other conservative causes have not. Not to say that owning a gun is necessarily conservative. I say this with all due deference to my many DFLer friends who are active in the Second Amendment movement. Let's squeeze in one more call real quick. St. Louis Park, Mark, welcome to the Northern Alliance Radio Network.
Mitch, I'll try to make this quick, but first of all, your tape broadcasts are great, but people like me need you live so that we can vet and save on cost for therapy. So, but your tape broadcasts are great too. But just a real quick one on yours. I know you're short for time. It's even worse nationally. The Star Tribune only takes the national news. They get it from the New York Times, the Washington Post. And if you read the entire week with regards to the impeachment inquiry hearings,
yes,
you would think Donald Trump is guilty based on assumptions, presumptions, fourth removed hearsay, personal opinions, and testimonies from witnesses weren't witnesses. If
yep.
you go online and you watch what Mike Turner and John Ratcliffe and Jim Jordan did, they annihilated these so-called witnesses, absolutely
yep.
annihilated them. But you wouldn't know that from the Star Tribune, nowhere. But real quick, I hope you have your tissue with you. Hope you have a box of tissue, because we did have one major headline from the Star Tribune. The former Ukraine envoy, Mary Yovanovitch, was appalled, devastated, and hurt that Donald Trump vilified her in a call with another foreign leader. So I guess Donald Trump should be impeached because of that.
Making people feel bad is the ultimate. That's right. Making
I'll get to my Kleenex. I'm going to get to my Kleenex.
Likewise. Thank you very much, as always, for your call, Mark. Yeah. People who talk about the treatment Ms. Yovanovitch got, former Ambassador Yovanovitch got. And by the way, you can have legitimate complaints about the decorum that the president brings to that part of the job. I might even agree with you to some extent. But when people bring this up, they never mention there, or they seem to omit the fact that Barack Obama fired every single one of George W. Bush's nominees for the office. Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 12A, The Patriot. Go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Join Gene Sullivan each week on Where You Live, where he takes on... Gene, who do you take on anyway?
Maniacal landlords, slippery renters, overbearing HOA boards, demanding homeowners. Oh, and the legislative lunacy brought on by local politicians wanting to fix everything for us.
It's a common sense perspective on the news and stories that affect you the most, right where you live. Join Gene Sullivan every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1280, The Patriot.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why? Or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts BAG11 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting BAG11 to 88988. That's BAG11 to 88988.
Come on into the Rack Shack's new Egan location and wrap your taste buds around the Patriot Burger.
Nick Anderson, General Manager of AM 1280 The Patriot, here with Keith Hittner Sr. from the Rack Shack Barbecue. How are you liking that new Egan location?
Oh man, Egan is wonderful. We have so much more space and a dynamic center that allows us to better serve our in-store customer as well as our catering clients.
You know, Keith, our listeners love the Patriot Burger almost as much as the Patriot.
It's a brisket and chuck half-pound burger that's red, white, and blue through and through, American cheese on top, and the American flag proudly flies out of the top of the bun. The Patriot Burger comes with your choice of any of our sides, like our famous hand-cut fries, all just for $12.80.
Get it? $12.80? Best burger in the USA. You really have to try it today at the Rack Shack Barbecue's new Egan location.
We're just a mile east of Cedar Avenue on Cliff Road in the heart of Cedar Cliff Center. You'll love our new digs. Come and see us today or join us at RackShackBarbecue.com. Rack Shack Barbecue.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Minnesota. This is sportsmanship. School sports, it's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Minnesota State High School League and the Minnesota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
AM 1280, The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network, 651-289-4488, the number to call. So, don't forget my band, Elephant in the Room, kicking off its 2019 winter tour 2 weeks from this weekend. So, oh, come on out. We got two gigs, including a first attempt, or I should say first night at a brand new bar for us. If you're one of our fans and friends out in the northwest suburbs, we've got our first gig at Neighbors in Albertville coming up on Friday night, December 6th. What month am I in again? Oh, yeah. Friday, December 6th, 2 weeks from last night. Brand new jar for us. Hope to have you out there. And then also, we've got a gig coming up 2 weeks from tonight at the Stillwater Lounge and Lanes in Stillwater. It's out on Highway 36 at Omaha. Whip a right, go south 2 blocks. If you see something that looks like a bowling alley, you smell what I'm cooking. That's the place. It's a nice bar, by the way. They like us. We like them. We had people dancing till darn near midnight last time. That was fun. So they say, get on out. Now two different bars, depending on what part of the northern metro you're in. By the way, if you know any people who own music bars in the south metro, put in a word for us. We'd love to have represent down in the southern part of the metro as well. Elephant in the Room, on the road, 2 weeks from this weekend. And that's right, that means two straight nights of loading in, setting up, playing for 4 hours, tearing down, loading out, and driving all the way home. But it's worth it because those 4 hours up on stage are really what makes it all worthwhile, especially when we have a crowd of our friends showing up to hang out with us. And we've been blessed with a couple great crowds of friends at some of our gigs. In fact, the Stillwater Lounge and Lanes, now our favorite bar in Stillwater. Long story. Anyway, hope to see you there. That's coming up 2 weeks from this weekend, December 6th in Albertville at Neighbors, December 7th in Stillwater at the Stillwater Lounge and Lane. 651-289-4488. We're talking about Star Tribune editorial page editor Patricia Lopez, who won our major Renault Award for this year, going, "What? I'm shocked that decades and decades of ensuring that only the DFL would have power in the city in which I live has led to my taxes spiking up and spiking up badly." Wah. Her quote, once again, "Just got my proposed property tax statement with a big fat $257 increase for the city. This is insane. What did you expect?" And by the way, Editor Lopez, did I not try to warn you? And when I say I mean every last one of us conservatives who have been trying to talk to the Star Tribune about perhaps maybe fairly represented conservative points of view in the city that you have had such a the Star Tribune, not just you, Patricia Lopez, but the institution of which you are an elite member, have done such a great job of turning into the toilet it is becoming, and that we're paying premium prices to live in. Thanks for nothing. By the way, I'd be proud to offer you equal time, something your paper will not do for me. So, Patricia Lopez, I urge you, I implore you to give us a call at 651-289-4488. If not now, any time of your choosing. I would love to have you on the air to discuss this. 651-289-4488, the number to call. Let's go to St. Anthony. Mary Ann, welcome to the Northern Alliance Radio Network. You are on the air.
Is that me? I'm not Mary Ann, but...
Martin, sorry.
close, what the heck?
Yeah.
Yeah, they surfaced out of the slime today in the editorial page on Trump medals and military justice, which... anybody who's been in the service, I was a Cold War warrior, and the people who got caught up in these rules of engagement in Afghanistan and under the one, he has at least got a couple of them out of Leavenworth and the military justice system. What's happened to the Justice Department, the FBI, et cetera?
What, they become thoroughly politicized? I mean,
right,
exactly.
And you've got to believe the military justice system is just as bad too. Which, when you look into it, it is. You know, withholding exculpatory evidence, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, you're talking about Colonel Vindman?
Well, I am Colonel Vindman, but I mean the people who were interned in Leavenworth, Lieutenant Lawrence, Chief Gallagher, and then there's which they seem to really go into here, and then there's a Major Goyston, who is a or something like that.
Oh yeah, you're talking about the various war crimes prosecutions.
Right,
I can't
right.
disagree too hard on that. By the way, thank you very much for your call, Martin. I can't disagree. There's a certain amount of a great, especially during proceedings that took place during the Obama administration, when the rules of engagement were made so complex that I think the next step down would have been to require patrols
to take judge advocate general attorneys with them on patrol just to adjudicate on actions before the troops actually took them. That was the next logical step. Meeting these rules of engagement, as important as they are, especially when you're fighting a war for hearts and minds, just is not easy. By the way, when did this become, when did it become that you cannot ever criticize someone who's served in the military for a Democrat? I mean, when Colonel Vindman started getting criticism from the conservative media and from conservatives, I knew something had to be up when I saw a bunch of progressives on social media going, "Hey, how dare Republicans criticize a decorated military veteran?" Which is completely new for them, since normally speaking, I mean, these are the people who spat on veterans coming back from Vietnam. I should say, not the people, the descendants, ideological and political descendants of the people who spat on our veterans coming back from Vietnam. They are the people who had no problem tearing into a couple of generations of distinguished, decorated, courageous American military veterans, John McCain, Oliver North. We could come the various Navy SEALs that have been pilloried for basically politicized war crime prosecutions, which, by the way, thankfully, Donald Trump pardoned this past week, at least since my last broadcast here. There is that. So, yeah, we have a big battle to fight. The bureaucracy, the deep state, is pretty much a creation of the deep left. And chipping them out of government is going to be harder than chipping concrete out of your garden. So, anyway, Patricia Lopez, shocked that decades of supporting the DFL has led to taxes rising. It's almost like they have no concept of cause and effect. I bring this up because it segues nicely into another Democrat tweet this past week. Ilhan Omar, this past weekend, put up a cutesy little sign, basically a text character of a bunny rabbit holding up a protest sign saying, and I quote, "Housing is a human right." Now, that's one of those things progressives like to throw out there. And by the way, she has elaborated on that by proposing $1 trillion worth of, quote, affordable housing, end quote, over the next few years. And I'll talk about that for a moment here. But this idea that housing is a human right is one of the things that you'll hear from progressives a lot, especially the progressive mafia that works out of Take Action Minnesota, formerly Progressive Minnesota. Their offices down at University in Raymond are a veritable hotbed of progressive tropisms and illogic, including things like, well, Ilhan Omar's line that housing is a human right. Think about rights are one person's right cannot infringe on another person's right. But if you have a right to a house, how's that house get paid for? I mean, if you're not going to pay for it, which, by the way, you have a right to do, someone else has to pay for it, which means the right of the other people to keep the fruits of their labor is being infringed to support your, quote, right, end quote, to housing. Well, then it's not a right. It's a privilege. It's an entitlement. It is a man with a gun, potentially, pointed at you saying, time for you to pay your taxes, citizen. And by the way, it's not being overdramatic to say taxes are contributions to society collected with at least the threat of state violence behind it. Because if you don't pay your taxes for long enough, you're going to wind up with guys with guns outside your houses looking to take you away to go to trial. So no, Representative Omar, housing is not a human right. It is an entitlement that parts of our society elected into office by a majority of people have said we are going to take money from other people to provide. But that's not a right. And I'm not just polishing the rhetorical cannonball here. When you start calling things rights that are in fact entitlements exacted from productive parts of society give to the rest of society in the guise of charity, it's not a right. You're violating other people's rights to provide something. That is, to put it mildly, an entitlement. And to put it less mildly, it's theft. It's taking money from one constituent to give it to a more favored constituent. Now, is there a charitable impulse perhaps involved in giving in housing people? Certainly. Make that case. Go for it. But housing is not a human right. And if you're a DFLer, the follow-up to this, the one that I sent to Representative Omar, should be obvious, except if you're a DFLer, economic points are never really obvious. If housing is a human right, then aren't property taxes completely immoral? How do you tax a right? A poll tax is immoral, right? We discovered that in the 1960s. So if housing is a right, you can't tax it, can you? Can't tax speech. Can't tax any of those things. Keep it coming, Representative Omar. This is getting better and better. When we come back, Representative Steve Draskowski joins us live from the deer stand. Go nowhere on the Northern Alliance, AM 1280, The Patriot.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Don't miss Sandvold Financial Group's Money Talks radio show, here every Sunday morning at 9.
Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Sandvold Financial Group is in Minnetonka, 952-544-2837.
Where do you go for the latest news and insight into what's happening in Minnesota policy and politics? Americans for Prosperity Radio. Join host Jason Flores for conversation about the issues that matter most and to get the knowledge you need to make a difference. From City Hall to the State Capitol to the halls of Congress, we're pulling back the curtain and giving you an inside perspective on the economy, healthcare, education, and more.
Americans for Prosperity, Saturdays at 4 p.m. on AM 1280, The Patriot.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real, natural-looking hair back permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts SAVE11 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own real, naturally growing hair. And the best part? Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text SAVE11 to 85850. That's S-A-V-E 11 to 85850.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-7126.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-7126.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-7126. 1-800-424-7126.
AM 1280, The Patriot, and iHeartRadio. They go together like
the Liberty Bell and its crack.
Listen at iHeart.com or with the free iHeartRadio mobile app.
Northern Alliance Radio Network, 651-289-4488. Join us, won't you please? Joining us now, figuratively from the new House Republican caucus and literally from a deer stand somewhere in greater Minnesota, I'm joined by Representative Steve Draskowski, who I'm told put some points up on the board just before broadcast time. Representative Draskowski, congratulations are in order.
Thanks, Mitch. I'm actually in Wisconsin, where I grew up on the family farm, and we're killing them. I killed a little buck this morning, and I'm still puffing after climbing up the big hill here, but to get cell signal with you guys. But I think our crew killed about four or five on this last drive, so it was worth it for me to wait 15 minutes. So thank you.
Absolutely, my pleasure. No problem. It's good to keep Wisconsin safe from the scourge of the deer invasion. So you're doing your job, and thank you for your service, Representative Drazkowski. Now, among the services you have provided to the state, this state actually, is the creation of the new House Republican Caucus. You, Tim Miller, Jeremy Munson, and Cal Barr, who have served as sort of a dissenting minority within the House Republican Caucus, and the need, or actually outside the House Republican Caucus now, and the need for that dissent may have become somewhat apparent this past week as Representative Kurt Dowd, who's the current House Minority Leader, made a bit of a career decision. You're bringing this to people's attention, Representative Drazkowski. What's going on with the House Minority Leader?
Well, I understand a few days ago that the House Republican Caucus held a caucus, and Representative Dowd got everybody jazzed up, saying we're going to win elections and everything else, and it's going to be wonderful, and Donald Trump's doing well in Minnesota, and yay, yay, let's go. And then the next day, he does a news dump for his organization that he's hired from, does a news dump on a Friday late when nobody's paying attention and they're headed into the woods to go deer hunting and everything else. The fact that he is now going to be taking a job with the swamp, a D.C. lobbying firm, at directing a cadre of lobbyists at the behest of multinational corporations. And as I understand so far from what I've read, he plans to continue to stay in the legislature, which is a huge conflict of interest. But on top of that, the gall even goes further. In this unethical behavior pattern we've seen with him, and what really drove us to form our new caucus to begin with, as you mentioned, about a year ago, December 6th of last year. So we're seeing unethical behavior go to, code red, warp 10 here. And I hope that Minnesota Republicans are paying attention, because this is why we left.
Yeah, let's talk briefly about what this exactly means. Now, if you are a constituent and a Republican voter in Minnesota, why does Representative Dowd's employment by a lobbying firm matter? Why should this matter to them?
Well, the question is, will the agenda of his constituents, in the case of his district, and his efforts to influence his caucus on how they vote on different bills, will that be focused on the people of Minnesota who elected each of those individuals and sent them there? Or will it be, Smith, Klein, Beecham, Delta Airlines, and the wide array of other multinational corporations that are going to be paying his salary in his other job? It's a very, very clear conflict of interest. It's also a huge lapse in ethical behavior. We've seen this over again, and this one just takes a cake.
You sort of stole the thunder of my next question. Is there any particular portfolio of clients that the Representative Dowd would be, well, representing as a result of this lobbying firm? Now, I probably am like a lot of observers in being somewhat amazed this is even legal at all. I'm kind of surprised, Representative Drazkowski, that this is even kosher under Minnesota law.
Well, in Washington, they'd be having committee hearings about it, no doubt. Who knows, maybe it'll happen in St. Paul if Representative Dowd doesn't change his mind and either get rid of the job or step down from his position so that we can have an ethical, clear-minded leadership that will truly represent the interests of the people without the undue, huge monetary influence of national, multinational corporations right in his pocket.
Now, you are a member of the new House Republican Caucus. As you mentioned, there were a number of motivations for you and your three compatriots in the caucus leaving the old Republican, the main House Minority Caucus. Of course, this is a call to action by your caucus as well. I mean, you seek a result of some sort from this. What is it that you are looking for Minnesota Republicans to do, to think about? How do you see Minnesota? How would you want Minnesotans to respond to this news about the minority leader?
Well, I think they would ask him to make a decision. You can't do both and do either one effectively. And either represent your constituents and the people of Minnesota and influence your caucus mates to and encourage them to represent their people that sent them there, or represent the multinational corporations that form a large portion of the swamp that President Trump and many of the rest of us in Minnesota are trying to fight against.
Now, briefly, obviously, this is an important issue. I imagine this is going to be a key item in the new House caucuses, new House Republican caucuses messaging over the next between now and the beginning of the legislature. We'll no doubt come back to that in the next few weeks before that comes up. But you have done also, in addition to leading the House Republican caucus, you have done something the entire Star Tribune and Twin Cities media haven't managed to do. You have done more to cover the corruption of Representative Ilhan Omar over the past few years than the rest of the Twin Cities media combined. Any observations in like 30 seconds or so about her activities over this past couple weeks and the news that's been coming out lately?
Well, I've got a pretty good nose for corruption and unethical behavior. And Mitch, when I see it, I chase it and I try to root it out. And I think there's a bunch of people in Minnesota that would like that to happen and all across our country. This is an effort that's being formed here to place the interests of the swamp at the top of the Republican leadership in the state of Minnesota. Minnesotans need to stand up and say, H-E double hockey sticks, no. We want our Republicans to stay focused on the people of Minnesota and the average everyday person who works their tail off in order to take care of their families.
So what is the Representative Drazkowski, can the new House caucus do anything about this other than just raising the alarm to people? Or is that enough?
Well, I think we'll raise the alarm. We'll certainly be encouraging our House colleagues in the other caucus. It is time. There's other people in that caucus that can lead and can lead ethically. And I would just encourage them to do the right thing. And let's find some leadership that's not going to be encumbered by the special interests of the swamp, because we don't need them directing the efforts of our party into the future.
Representative Steve Drazkowski from the new House Republican Caucus and Mazeppa continues sweeping Wisconsin clear of the four-legged invaders. We will no doubt talk about this again before the convening of the next legislature. Thank you very much for stopping by with us today. It's the Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot. Go nowhere. Another solid hour coming up with Lacey Johnson. Go nowhere.
Digital marketing is a big part of just about every business. It's everywhere. Is your business using it to your advantage? Are you receiving your share of the leads? If you're not effectively using digital media, you could be losing sales by the second. Even worse, your customers can be grabbed up one by one, never to return. Not sure if you're losing out to the competition? Salem Surround can help you. We give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into leads. Salem Surround is a full-service digital agency providing you with all your marketing under one roof. Total market penetration for increased return on investment. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and to learn more how we can help you place your advertising message in front of today's digital consumers. Salem Surround helps deliver customers by putting your business message in front of the right person at the right time. Learn more at surroundmsp.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Sebastian Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
Do you want to get rid of your expensive landline, save money, but keep your important home telephone number? Then OurOldNumber.com has the perfect solution. OurOldNumber.com allows you to keep your home phone number and cancel that expensive landline connection. With OurOldNumber.com, calls from family and friends to your home phone number are answered by a personal greeting from you. The caller selects which family member they want to reach, and the call is immediately forwarded to that family member's cell phone. Your important home phone number is still your number. It's still in directory assistance, and no matter where you happen to be, you'll never miss a call. There's no equipment to buy. There's nothing to install. There are no long-term contracts, and it's only $9.99 per month. Best of all, OurOldNumber.com eliminates those annoying sales calls. Now, your home telephone number can be as mobile as you and your family are with OurOldNumber.com. Visit OurOldNumber.com to learn more and get started today. OurOldNumber.com.
AM 12.